There we go.
Good morning, all. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is approximately 9 o'clock on Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room number 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm Chairman of the Tax Commission, John Valentine. Participating also today are Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, and Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner. Executive Director Barry Conover is excused from today's meeting. The first item on the agenda is a public comment period for individuals or group wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to a pending or recently imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Is anyone who wishes to address the commission at this time under the public comment period? I see none. We'll go to the next item on the agenda. We'll consider approving a special commission meeting minutes of February 26, 2018. This is an action item, and I'll recognize Commissioner Pirro.
I move to approve the special commission meeting minutes of February 26, 2018.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. See no debate. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the proof submission of proposed rule amendments to the Division of Administrative Rules for publication. This is dealing with the declaratory orders. I'm going to recognize Commissioner Rockwell for this agenda item.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendment is for the Commission to consider and submit for publication to the Division of Administrative Rules. The rule will be published in the Utah Bulletin on May 15, 2018, and the public comment period will end on June 14, 2018. The rule is R-861-1A-31, Declaratory Orders. The proposed amendment deletes language that indicates when a party with standing may petition for a declaratory order, because Section 63G4503 provides the criteria for petitioning a declaratory order. This proposed rule has come before the Commission before. However, the Division of Administrative Rules has been making some changes in the format for submitting rules to DAR. And in the case of this rule, they had wanted us to add a matrix to the rule containing some analysis that was not present in the first submittal. So we have included that analysis in this submittal and are resubmitting it to DAR.
Thank you, Commissioner. Were there any changes from the first submittal to the second submittal in the actual proposal?
None in the text of the administrative rule, only in the analysis by adding the matrix they requested.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to go onto the record with public comment on this particular rule change? Seeing none, to the commissioners. Any commissioner wish to ask any questions or make any comments on this before we go to a vote? I see none. I'll then place the motion for a vote. Let's see. Did you make a motion, Commissioner Rockwell?
I'd be happy to make a motion.
Yeah, if you would make a motion for me.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R-861-1A-31 declaratory orders to the Division of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. This will be resubmitted for publication. Next item on the agenda, we'll be considering some publication revisions. This one allows public comment, but are not action items. First one is publication 14. Next one is publication 23. And the next one is publication 36. Publication 14 is a withholding tax guide. It's a new withholding tables in light of the changes done by the legislature this last session and in light of the provisions of H.R. 1 passed by the federal government in 2017. Publication 22, vehicle property tax assessment fees, our annual publication on this item. Publication 36, Abatement, Deferral, and Exemption Programs for Individuals. It's clarifying this particular program. Anyone have public comments on the publication revisions? Seeing none, we'll go on to the final item on the agenda. Final item on the agenda is Commissioner Reports. Any commissioner wish to make a report to the commission?
I have none.
I'll make one quick one. Last night we had a curve thrown to us in that the IRS's computer had gone down, and the IRS announced after hours that they were going to allow one additional day to file the 2017 income tax returns. In discussions with Scott Smith, our deputy director, and with the commissioners, we decided to go ahead and follow suit and grant an additional one-day extension in which to file the 2017 income tax returns. This would also include an extension of payment of the tax that may be due and to file extensions for the 2017 tax year. Those extensions, those deferrals and that extension will go to midnight tonight. We've been in the process of working through our PIO, Charlie Roberts, notifying the media and attempting to put out information to taxpayers that they have an additional day to file by virtue of our connections with the IRS. Since we are so closely connected to the IRS, it is felt by the four commissioners that it would be unfair to require taxpayers to file our return yesterday, even though they couldn't file the federal return until today. So we wanted to match up. Reading the statute, it appears that the statute uses the federal deadline rather than a date certain as the date for filing returns. We felt that we were within our statutory authority. We've also notified the governor's office, and they gave approval to this particular provision. Well, that's my report on that particular item. Any questions on that item? Seeing none, I have no further items of business before the commission today. A motion to adjourn would be appropriate. I recognize Commissioner Cragen.
I'll move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously, and we are adjourned.